It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Breaking news for all you meat eaters out there. It's time to mix up your diet. On this edition of Ask an Expert, we're debunking myths about vegetarians and protein with some help from faculty and staff at Illinois State University's Redbird Scholar Research Magazine. GLT's Ryan Denham has more.
A couple of times a year, we bring in Kevin Brissett into the studio. He's the editor of Illinois State University's Redbird Scholar Magazine. Thanks for coming in today, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Every issue, you've got this feature called Ask an Expert, where you take questions from readers and then find an ISU expert to explain the answer in human English. So one of the questions in the March issue of Redbird Scholar is a good one. It's about vegetarians and meat eaters. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this one came from Deja Witt, a student, a senior from Calumet Park. She had heard that there is more protein in a plant-based diet than the traditional carnivorous diet, and she was wondering if there's any health benefits associated with eating meat.
So who did you turn to for the answer on this one, and why?
This is Jennifer Barnes, assistant professor, Department of Family and Consumer Sciences, and she is a specialist in dietetics, so we talked to her about it.
Well, the first thing that struck me about this question was that it was framed in a slightly different way than I'm used to hearing it. Usually I hear people that are concerned about not getting enough protein on a plant-based diet, but the fact of the matter is you can get enough protein whether you consume an animal-based diet, a plant-based diet, or certainly a mix of the two, which is the most common. So proteins are made up of smaller units called amino acids, some of which our body can make. We call those non-essential amino acids, and others that our body are incapable of making. Those are the essential amino acids. So in addition to getting enough total protein, the other concern is that we get all of those essential amino acids and in the correct balance. Since our body can't make them, we need to supply them. Animal-based proteins are very good sources of those essential amino acids and in the right balance. So it would make sense that the composition of an animal-based protein is going to very similarly match the composition of our own body as far as the essential amino acid profile goes. Plant-based proteins don't have quite the same quality of essential amino acids that they're composed of. So what that means, if we choose to do a plant-based diet, we need to make sure we mix and match our protein sources from those plants to make sure we're getting all the essential amino acids. That's called complementing your proteins. So it's a very common practice among people that choose a plant-based diet and are also pretty well educated about how to do it right. They're complementing their proteins. So you can live a very healthy lifestyle whether you choose to get your protein from plant and or animal-based sources. And there are some advantages and disadvantages to whichever way you choose. Plant-based proteins, they're a little bit more expensive, but they're also that complete protein with all the essential amino acids. They also have micronutrients that we need, such as iron and vitamin B12. Those are much more enriched in the animal-based sources. Another caveat to the animal-based sources, though, is that they also tend to be higher in saturated fat. And we know that saturated fat, we want to try to limit that in our diet to promote overall heart health. Plant-based, they have some advantages and disadvantages, too. So we already talked about the amino acid profile and how you need to make sure that you complement your plant-based sources. But plants are cheaper, for sure. They also are good sources of folate, potassium, dietary fiber, and they're also easier on the environment. You know, it's easier for us and more economical to produce plant-based sources of protein than it is animal-based sources. So really, you can do either one well. The overall trend in the nutrition community is to encourage people to increase their plant-based sources of protein. They're seeing correlations with lower risk of chronic diseases when people focus more on plant-based proteins rather than animal-based proteins. But that being said, either in moderation should be fine.
So this has been sort of framed as a sort of a false choice, right? You can be a vegetarian, but you're not going to be getting as much protein that way. It's really not an either-or scenario.
Right. So that's definitely not true. Those people that are conscientious about their protein intake and choose to be vegetarians do just fine. And in the U.S., where we have access to lots of different kinds of foods, it's usually pretty tough to find somebody that's actually deficient in protein.
I'm a meat eater, a carnivore, as Deja would put it. My wife is a vegetarian. So you're saying I should consider substituting in some plants protein every now and then, you know, on top of what I'm already doing?
You absolutely should. I would argue that that will decrease your risk for cardiovascular disease, colon cancer, especially if you're a fan of a lot of the cured meats. We really get ourselves into trouble there. You'll probably save a little bit of money and there will be less environmental impact.
All right, Kevin Bursette, editor of Redbird Scholar magazine. If folks are listening to this and they want to hear more, read more from the new issue of Redbird Scholar, where do they go?
They can. All our stories are online at illinoisstate.edu, Redbird Scholar. And if you want to keep up with research at ISU between issues, you can check us out on Twitter at ISU Research.
That's Kevin Bursette, editor of Redbird Scholar and Redbird Impact magazines. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find past installments of GLT's Ask an Expert, featuring faculty experts from Illinois State University, at our website, WGLT.org. If you have a question you'd like an expert to answer, email it to news@WGLT.org. It's Sound Ideas.